From one of the cannon engineers, he extracted the location of the targeting control systems. He hurried there through thickening layers of defenses. The workings of the cannon were almost deafening now, as it charged up its mighty capacitors and electrified its linear induction rails. The booming of each metallic missile, which accelerated to supersonic speeds in less than a second, was almost physically painful. When he reached the controls, it was a relatively simple matter to program the cannon to shift targets just slightly. From the magnetic scoops that gathered up each orbital projectile and brought it safely into dock, to the disc-like infrastructure itself. He estimated that two shots would probably do the job, but three would make certain of it. Beyond that, the shipyard's orbit would start shifting, so the cannon might hit nothing at all. He planned to be well on his way by that point, with his mission to hurt and embarrass the Empire complete. He finished programming the cannon and waited patiently for confirmation. As soon as he had it, he stabbed his lightsaber deep into the control panel's guts, thereby ensuring that no surviving controller could reset the cannon's aim. Confident that the machine would follow its new programming to the letter, he made his way through the superstructure to the outside world, where the air might not have been any fresher, but at least it was a little less thick with blood. The first of the three cannonballs was in place. An ear-splitting whine indicated that the linear accelerator was fully charged. With a surge of acceleration that made the ground literally move beneath his feet, the ball of metal was suddenly airborne, glowing red with friction as it arced up into the sky. Its course seemed true. The apprentice watched, hypnotized, as it shrank to a dot, then disappeared completely from sight. Even then, he followed its progress with his mind, knowing the course it was expected to follow. The bright circle of the shipyard was easily visible in the sky. He stared at it until it was burned into his retina. When the first of the explosions came, as expected, he was surprised at its brightness. The weapon had a second cannonball in place. As it seared up through the atmosphere, the apprentice let his gaze fall and continued on his way. The explosions were spreading across the shipyard superstructure. That process would only increase when the second missile arrived. He didn't need to watch the progress of his plan to know that it would succeed. His time would be better spent getting away than in indulging hubris. When the third missile was on its way, he had reached the crater below, where Drexel's former hideout had rested. Scavenger droids swarmed over the site like insects on a carcass. Only when that was done did he glance up at the sky. What he saw froze the marrow in his bones. "Juno," he called into the comlink. "Juno, answer me! You have to get the ship in the air!" Coda's voice unexpectedly came in reply.
"What's going on, boy?"
"Can't you see it?" he wanted to say, then realized who he was talking to. He described the scene in as few words as he could, unable to tear his gaze away from the sight of the disintegrating shipyards. Huge molten chunks were tearing free and tumbling either out into deep space or down into lower orbits, while further explosions continued to tear the facility apart. The scaffolding around the nearly completed Star Destroyer had bent and torn completely away, leaving the ship free to power down into the atmosphere of Raxus Prime. Already it was visible as a distinct triangle glowing orange around its leading edges and conning tower. It was coming directly toward him. It was aiming for him.
"Juno can't fly the ship at the moment, and neither can Proxy. We have to find another solution."
"What's wrong with Juno?"
"Concentrate on what's important, boy. That Star Destroyer is coming down fast. You'll never get clear in time. You need to pull it into the cannon."
The apprentice was temporarily lost for words when he realized what Coda was suggesting. Coda wanted him to move the Star Destroyer using nothing but the Force.
"You're insane. It's massive!"